I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An attack in India on a Kashmiri official by separatist militants shows the region remains unsettled despite efforts toward peace talks. Words of Hope's Lita Young says their teams are working to reach the listeners in and around Kashmiri and along the border regions of India.
The kinds of militant violence that has plagued the Kashmir Valley has really caused a hunger among the people. Many of them are tired of jihad and this kind of violence and this kind of unsettled turmoil and are open to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And our broadcasts are being heard by many and are being responded to.
Meanwhile, Gospel for Asia leaders in Hyderabad, India say a GFA missionary was released from jail. The missionary, who serves as a pastor of a GFA-affiliated church, was arrested following a full day of evangelistic work with a women's mobile team. When the village headman heard of the arrest, he appealed to police to release the pastor. And they did. Please continue to pray for the women's mobile team and the church in this area that they won't be intimidated into silence. And a tentative truce between Uganda and the Lord's Resistance Army has resulted in fewer attacks recently. That's why Lifewater International is helping displaced Ugandans return to their villages by getting wells established. Dan Stevens says safe water gives people a reason to celebrate. Thousands of villages need wells, and with each well built, there's a chance to share the gospel.
People will make up songs and sing and dance, and it's just like you've never seen such excitement when people understand that they're not sick anymore, and then they can begin to work better.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.